In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate this feast of the, well, it's a votive mass today for St. Joseph, because I lost a bet, kind of, to Fabiana, and so that's why he won, and St. Joseph won as well. So I think it's a great joy to be able to have on this Wednesday the feast, or the votive mass of St. Joseph and his chaste heart. Do you know about his devotion to his most chaste heart? Sister Anne does, of course. She's awesome. Oh, you don't know? She loves St. Joseph.
I heard Fabian share.
Oh, there's so many things to talk about St. Joseph. We could do it a lot just on his chaste heart all throughout the centuries. But I want to focus on the most recent one about it, the most recent entrance into it that we have. Send my notes to him because I couldn't print them out before Mass since I wrote them while praying at the Holy Hour. St. Joseph and his chaste heart has a deep history throughout the ages. In fact, it was even long before in the 1400s. Yeah, the 1400s is when it begins. But instead of beginning there, we're just going to look at some things with his most recent one, was when he appeared to a 22-year-old Brazilian by the name of Edson Glauber on March 1st, 1994, which isn't very long ago, is it? It was there in 1994 that he appeared to this young 22-year-old man and decided to reveal the beauty of his most chaste heart to him. It was a devotion a series of apparitions that began in but ended in 1998. So during those 4 years, he was visited a number of times. It was confirmed in many ways, such that the local Brazilian bishop, who's the way any apparition approval from the church goes through him, and he said, certainly this is of supernatural origin, just like the messages of Fatima and all these other approved apparitions, that is of supernatural origin, and that there's nothing contained within it, it seems, that would be against right belief, so we can have confidence in the messages that have been given to us here. The whole point of the devotion is his most chaste heart is this, in the words of St. Joseph. He said, just as I am fair and righteous in the sight of God, and all who have devotion in my heart will also be chaste, righteous and holy in God's sight. I will fill you with these graces and virtues, making you grow every day on the road to holiness, if you just have devotion to his most sacred heart, or most chaste heart. He goes on to say within his many apparitions that the reason, just like Fatima, just like so many of the other apparitions, saying that the devil wants to use one thing, to wield one weapon in particular against all of humanity. It will not come to a surprise to anyone here, which is the weapon of inchastity, or in his own words, how he calls it, sins against holy chastity. Sins against holy chastity. He says, quote, because purity is one of the virtues most beloved by God, and in this way, Satan desires to destroy the image of God present in each creature through this virtue. And it is because of this that God asks all of humanity to have devotion to my most chaste heart. God wants to give men the grace to overcome the temptations and the attacks of the devil in their day-to-day lives. And how is this? How is this? St. Joseph can protect us from all these attacks. In the litany that we proposed in, the litany which we pray every single Wednesday, which is dedicated to St. Joseph, I, as part of the priesthood fraternity of St. Joseph, we do this every single Wednesday. One of those is what we talk about, Joseph who is most chaste. But at the end of it, we also say, Joseph, you who are a terror of demons, pray for us. Terror of demons. Going on to say, he says about that, he says, the invocation of my name is enough to make the demons flee. And so I promise to all the faithful that honor my most chaste heart with faith and with love, the grace to live with holy purity of soul and body, and the strength to resist all the attacks and temptation of the devil. I myself will preciously protect you. He's not just talking about assaults that the devil seeks to wield against you and me, against holy chastity, but against all attacks of faith. Isn't that exactly what St. Teresa of Avila talks about? That it is through the invocation of St. Joseph, Joseph who gives everything, as she speaks about, that when he is invoked, that the demons flee because they know he is most pure of heart. Teresa of Avila speaks about this in that very same way. St. Joseph goes on further. He wants to help us with all sorts of problems. And this is more than he said to Edson Gloucester in Brazil. More speaking about this to that 22-year-old boy. Man. St. Joseph focused on life's difficulties and offered consolation. He said, My son, Jesus, through my heart, wishes to impart to all men his divine blessings. I know many of you suffer many great difficulties because in these latter times, men no longer love or help one another, but live with their hearts full of pride, falsehood, lies and injury, ambition and backbiting, pettiness and many wrong things that are the consequences of living far from God. And so St. Joseph, recognizing those evils that are there and seeing how his son wishes to deliver them, says further this. He says, St. Joseph said that all who honor his most chaste heart and trust in him and his intercession, he says, I promise that they will not be abandoned in their difficulties and in the trials of their life. And I will ask the Lord Jesus to help them with his divine providence in their material and spiritual problems. There's one more promise that I'll get to at the very end of this presentation. Seeing that these are the difficulties, he doesn't just say, well, trust in me. He wants to move his heart even more to us so that he comes closer to us. St. Joseph says this. He says he wants his heart to be a hope, a place where people can run to in the midst of their difficulties. Just like our mission down there in PDL is Santa Maria de Refugio, Our Lady of Refuge, Nuestra Señora de Refugio. He wants his heart to be a refuge of hope for sinners as well. St. Joseph wants them to be converted and saved. He says, many are those who are distant from God because of their grave sins. Many of those, my children, are in that state because they let themselves fall to the wiles of the devil, the enemy of salvation. He makes them think that there is no solution, that there is no return, because they have despaired and have not trusted in divine mercy. These will be easy targets for the devil. But he goes on to say that's not by design. He says, to all sinners, even those who have committed the most terrible of all sins, to trust in the love and the forgiveness of God, and to also trust in me, in my intercession, that all those who trustingly have recourse to me will have certainty of my help to recover the divine grace and the mercy of God within their lives. If they just will not give up hope, no matter how far they journey from him, if they will just have recourse to his most chaste heart, he will never give up on seeking graces for that individual soul. If you know some souls like that in your family, in your lives, entrust them to this most chaste heart of St. Joseph. He wishes to be after that soul to make sure that they do not fall into the depths of despair, realizing that God always desires to pull them back. So he says that. And he says it very clearly. He says, do not despair. He promises those who trust in his heart and devoutly honor it, quote, the grace to be consoled by me in their greatest afflictions of soul and in the danger of judgment, when by misfortunes they lose the divine grace because of their grave sins. To these sinners who have recourse to me, I promise the graces of my heart for the firm purpose of amendment, of repentance, and of a sincere contrition for their sins, which is the very thing which Sister Anne would teach so often to our young first communicants in preparing for their first Holy Communion, the very same things that you and I say when we make that act of contrition in preparation to receive absolution for the priest. He says they will receive it. He continues on to say, now I say to all sinners, do not be afraid of the devil and do not despair because of your crimes, but come to throw yourself into my arms and take refuge in my most chaste heart so that you may receive all the graces necessary for your eternal salvation. Remain there and you'll have everything. Wednesday devotion. Make First Wednesdays dedicated to my most chaste hearts. And then he gives both those promises there. I gave you the first one. Here's the second. When he appeared there in 1998, on his last appearance in March there, he gave the devotion, said along with First Friday and First Saturday devotions, he wanted this to be a companion devotion with it for First Wednesdays. He said that on every first Wednesday of the month, my chaste heart pours out numerous graces on those who rely upon my intercession. On these Wednesdays, men and women will not receive a shower of simple graces, but very strong torrents of extraordinary graces. I will share them with those who honor me and who rely on me. All those who honor me shall rely on me in the blessings and all the blessings, all the virtues, and all the love I receive from my own divine Son, Jesus Christ, and my spouse, the Blessed Virgin, while still living in this world, and all the graces that I continue to receive in the glory of paradise. So what is he saying there? He's saying, if you keep this devotion, I'm going to give you the graces that I receive. Those very same things which my Son poured out on me, which my virginal spouse poured out upon me, all those things which God gives me, I will redirect them to you who have devotion to my sacred or to my most chaste in this time. The request came with this promise. It says, I promise to intercede before Jesus for those who come to me honoring this most chaste heart of mine. I will give them the graces to be able to resolve that the most difficult problems and urgent necessities that to the eyes of man may seem absolutely impossible, but that through my intercession to God will indeed be possible. I grant the graces of my heart to all sinners so that they may find true and lasting conversion. These are the things that St. Joseph desires for you. Remember what St. Teresa of Avila spoke. We mention it each year upon his passing feast day, each time we honor him. She talks about how all saints that we know have a particular thing that they're particularly good for. We say that this one, St. Paschal, that he's really the patron saint of cooks. We talk about St. Francis, that he's the patron of those who care for animals and things like this. We talk about St. Anthony. We just celebrated his feast day as a patron of those who have lost things, particularly not books or articles or keys or parking spaces, but for lost souls, souls who have lost the path back to God. But in addition to that, St. Joseph, as the saints say, each one has a particular thing which they're entrusted to. But St. Joseph, all things are entrusted to his care. Why? Because he who is everything, meaning Jesus Christ, his foster son, was entrusted to him. And so he who is everything, he who is God himself being entrusted to him, so everything is his specialty. So as we go forth today, having learned just a little bit about this devotion to his most chaste heart, I urge you to pray at some time today, maybe even in that silence right before you go to bed, to invoke him under the titles which the Church has approved during this year dedicated to St. Joseph. Pray the litany of St. Joseph. Offer yourself in a generous way to him who not is the store of all graces, but he who is given all graces, such that he may give them back to you and me in his most chaste heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.